It's the Lifetime Body Podcast, where science meets common sense and where we help you make your body last a lifetime. Join physical therapist, author, and human performance expert John Zombro and inquisitive life-optimizing co-host PK the Incomparable as we explore the secrets of food, movement, sleep, ergonomics, and awareness in the pursuit of ultimate wellness. In each and every show, you'll learn how to look, feel, and perform your best so that you can live your longest, healthiest, and happiest life. Welcome, listeners, to episode 5 of the Lifetime Body Podcast. And mighty, mighty PK, good day to you, sir.
And right back at you, John. How are you doing today?
Oh, man, doing great. You know, we were out last night with the fitness group and, you know, it's that glorious summer, warm but not too hot, and just the right amount of training. So I think I'm still jazzed from that, and the recovery burden's not too great. So awesome.
Excellent. Well, and I mean, today is a big day in your life and all of our lives and mine and the listeners because of what we're talking about today, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. So my third book and my best one yet, you know, you got to get better at what you do. Project Jacked. It's out. It's released. It's live. It's available on Amazon. And we're going to talk about that a little bit today, but not so much just, you know, just do a bland book report, but kind of give some insights and wowzers that came from this experience in working with a lot of people improving their health and body composition.
Excellent. Well, before we dive in, I want to go into the title, Project Jacked, J-A-C-K-E-D, all caps. Where did that name come from?
Yeah, so, you know, if you look up wherever, you know, Wikipedia, Google Urban Dictionary, you'll see jacked as this word that kind of is like, you know, pumped and swole and muscular, vascular, and there's that truth to it. But what a lot of clients wanted to do was lose weight, but not just lose weight, but how about get healthy in the process, get fit, get leaner, and have more energy and kind of upregulate or 10x life all the way around. So that's what we try to do with this concept of Jacked. Is, you know, I created a system, which we'll talk about, to enable a person to do that. So, you know, here's the tagline is, you know, jack up your health, jack up your fitness, jack up your life.
Right. So it's a broad sweeping term. I mean, in its most traditional sense, jacked is, you know, you're lifting weights and you're getting buff, but this is really taking everything in your health and wellness next level.
Yeah. And so how does this thing get unique in this amidst a sea of books on diet and exercise and other things? It's a comprehensive lifestyle system. It's research based, excuse me, and it's research proven. You know, we did a little citizen science on our intervention group, and we did have a control group as well. And that story is unfolded in the book. And so it's a real life, real world story of success, as opposed to, oh, here is a, you know, a paradigm, a system, just do it. You actually follow along with the participants and can, you know, feel their experiences, mostly triumphs, a few tribulations, and also what were the commonly occurring questions, which I think kind of helps anyone who's trying to do a health enhancement program.
Absolutely. And well, I can say just watching sort of reading the blog posts as as the project unfolded, I felt just seeing those journeys were just very insightful from the outside looking in. So the book's exciting.
Yeah. And it was exactly that for me as well. So that's what I did. I fed out a few missives from the project into some blogs so people knew what was going on and could hopefully anticipate this, you know, release. And another one of the unique things about Jacked is that it could be done as a solo project, but if you're reading the book and following along, you know, you actually feel like you're a part of a group anyway, but the design is there to help you set your own group up and, you know, use a few family members, friends, and create that network that really leads to ultimate success and sustainability.
Excellent. And then, you know, in addition to the book, this also is representative of kind of your day-to-day and the work you're doing presently, right?
Yeah, exactly. So a lot of the training and consulting work that I do with, you know, individuals and businesses revolves around these principles. And it really, this is a success nugget of, you know, how to get results, do it safely, quickly, easily. And what's unique about the book also is it's supported with some of the information that's available on my website and YouTube channel. There's a Jacked page on the site, which has the exercise videos. And there's also a link to a page with all the pictures of the great recipes that we crowdsourced through this project. I'll talk about that later. But if you let me, I would just say the Jacked system, and it is a system, is awesome.
I will let you carry on.
Okay. So, people say, well, what is it? You're talking about getting jacked, how are you going to do that? Well, it's a 4-month program. Each month's a little different, and it allows you to undergo weight loss, increase your fitness, and enhance your health, and do a metabolic reset. And one of the reasons I came up with all this was, for years and years, I'd just meet people that say, well, I want to lose weight, lose weight, lose weight, lose weight. That's kind of the American, thought process. And I said, mm-hmm. That's not how I view it. I think that I want you to get healthy, get healthy, get healthy, get healthy. And as a byproduct of that, you're going to improve your body composition, which means you're going to lose percent body fat and you're going to gain lean body mass or muscle mass. So that's really what this program is about. It teaches the participants how to do just that.
Excellent. And so just could you clarify what you mean by metabolic reset? What does that mean to you?
Oh, sure. Well, the metabolism, it basically drives how we feel and function. Mm-hmm. And, what we've talked about even a couple times in the podcast already is how, either the standard American diet or more sedentary lifestyle can alter the metabolism, maybe even wreck it. And so, we can reset it by introducing all the proper movement patterns and sleep patterns and foods that, we're each, uniquely, genetically adapted to thrive on. And so that's how we do it. And it is incredibly effective. It's just amazing how rapidly a person's health auto-regulates back to ideal and the hormones balance when they do these things.
Very nice. We'll keep going through the program. Thanks for clarifying that for me.
Yeah, sure. So basically each month's a little different and it's a little progressive. It's a little additive. And, each month in the four of the program has an exercise routine. It has a nutritional plan and it's supported with various lifestyle practices to, optimize the results. It operates, or Project Jacked operates, under the umbrella principle that there are general guidelines we can use for every human, but then it shows you how to identify and apply the specific tweaks that make the program individualized for each person.
What would be an example of that?
Well, let's say, for example, you determine that, and we have a little test in there for it, that you have greater than average joint mobility. Sometimes we call that in the physical therapy world, hypermobility. So that's a person that has to be a little bit careful of prolonged time or loads at end range of their joints because they have some laxity in the joints and therefore, could be at risk for injury and increased shear forces. So we say, okay, and here's how you identify that. And then when you're training, be a little bit more careful in how you observe your posture, your body mechanics, things like that. So we go through that with movement scenarios. We also look at different nutritional strategies and even, some unique variances with circadian rhythm and sleep to name a few.
Wow. So where does it start then? Where does Project Jack kick off?
Well, it starts with the elimination diet. And so we kind of go right in and we say, well, okay, let's identify what foods are not doing us any favors metabolically. And those are the things that we identify before. It's that devil's trident of, sugars, processed grains and starches, and industrial seed oils. And so we can, okay, let's eliminate those. And then we progress into what we call that planet-based system, which is unique to each person. So in other words, as each month goes along, we have some tests and procedures where we're tweaking macro ratios, and we're also looking at specific foods and and tastes and preferences. So each person essentially designs their own diet and tests its efficacy along the way.
Excellent.
Yeah, and that's the food thing. And so, you know, with food, we try to get back to this. Hey, let's celebrate food. It's dining. It's sharing. And, you know, it really should be that. It's not only this kind of perfunctory, you know, calories and macros. And we do use those things as tools, but we actually use them as kind of building blocks or stepping stones to have a higher level of just instinct and know what's right and good for you. That ultimately wound up with us doing this crowdsourcing project at the end of the book. And I think there's over 40 recipes that we got from our participants and a few other clients. And what an amazing celebration of food that was. And, you know, moving on from that, you know, the exercise routines, they're flexible. In other words, I tell everyone each month, okay, here's the program, but here's how you you know, can make some adaptations to it or modify it so that it works, so that you don't get injured, you have fun, and you get results. And all the workouts are only half hour long.
That's beautiful. And so you actually saw the group that you had, you know, in real life, these folks modify these and, you know, apply them to their own individual situation, then the exercise program.
Yeah, exactly. And I use myself as an example or guinea pig all the time. So, you know, I've had, whether I like it or not, I've had a few injuries. You know, most of these have been, you know, due to, you know, tripping and falling and things that don't speak to my grace and prowess and agility as much as I wish they would. But nonetheless, yeah, I've got, a couple of issues in my lower back and my shoulders and knees. And so I can do it. And I say, well, you know, here, if I can do it, I can show you how you can do it too. So we all win. You know, just to bundle this up, they also learn quite a bit about sleep and, you know, the physiology of the body, you know, how metabolism works and how these lifestyle factors really impact powerfully all of those things.
It's a total package then.
It totally is. I mean, it's over 300 pages, just rich with nuggets and maybe even large bites of info. So we don't leave too many stones unturned, and that's the fun part of the story is that people, you know, they have these recurring questions, and then, you know, occasionally I'll have a light bulb go off and I'll be, oh, okay, this is actually a common stumbling block in health and fitness for many people. So let's talk about and share how you can problem solve that issue.
Exactly. And it's not just this book, the book is not just the system, because you're going through this progression with a group of, you know, individuals, very diverse. And so from the outside looking in, the human element is present in here. Can you talk about that?
Oh yeah. It's so important. You know, how we learn, and as humans and how we make change and behavior changes, we combine knowledge. So we do that with motivation and support. So it's not just knowing, what to do and how to do it, but being helped along the way. And so that's how this project is designed. It gives you those bits of information and reassurance and some humor in there as well, you know, to keep you going and keep everything in perspective. And it's also designed around how we did it in the pilot study, which was as a group that's interacting through weekly electronic meetings. And we also did a monthly conference at a local conference center, you know, and that's obviously something that would be encouraged for readers if they're forming their own group to do, kind of tell you how to do it, how to assign someone a coaching role, trade that around. You know, it's very powerful to have that coaching relationship, and that's what we, you know, identified in the book. So there's a human factor there. The other thing is, you know, so I'm always talking about at the Lifetime Body where science meets common sense. Well, in this program, it also meets up with fun. You know, and as should everything. And so people learn about their bodies in, you know, other ways as well. We looked at some somatotype theory, which, you know, that's a deep rabbit hole, kind of went into a kind of an almost defunct field of psychology called constitutional psychology. But the body type part of that has some validity. And so people got to decide whether they were a bear or a panther or a coyote.
Yeah. Which one are you, John?
I'm a coyote. Actually, most people are hybrids, you know, so I'm a coyote panther. And we can go into that in another show, but basically it looks at, you know, what's your frame, you know, what's your, you know, potential for power output, muscle mass, mobility, et cetera. And there are ways that we have, you know, from the PT world to test that. And so I kind of blended that in. Also, in tweaking programs, you know, the folks got to decide, well, you know, do I want to work on body fat reduction more? And so, you know, those people were known as fat shredders, and not fat shamers, fat shredders, let me say
that. Got it.
You know, we had a sports performance group, we had a health enhancement group. And so that's kind of how I looked and learned and listened. It's like, well, these are how people subdivide themselves with their goals. And so somebody who's, you know, really looking to reduce body fat, that becomes primary. Serve one master, right? Yourself. And then you've got people that maybe they're pretty good in that category, but they've got some sports performance goals and they've just never been able to really connect with what they think they potentially could do. And then we've got the health enhancement group. We had a number of people that, you know, had some, you know, pretty big issues with pre-diabetes or hypertension, and we, you know, we prioritize how do you do that. They also got to look at their training even a little further to decide whether you want to be a fit beast, a power monster, or an Endura Avenger.
John, I tell you, we're not even going to dive any deeper into that to find out what any of those three are. You've got to buy the book.
Yeah, it's in the book, and it's worth it. I say that with great sincerity.
Sure.
So, you know, and other people say, well, what exactly are you doing? Well, we play around with nutritional ketosis and time-restricted feeding or intermittent fasting, or even intermittent eating if you want to look at it that way. But we call ours SDI. That's not the Strategic Defense Initiative from the Reagan era. It's actually a strategic dining interval. And so we kind of, you know, just take it to the next level. You know, what is, you know, how do you front load and back load, you know, foods, you know, macros, fasted versus fed training states. You know, we go through it all so that, you know, you know what the new science is or the most recent and how to make it work for you.
Right. And how, and specifically how to make it work for you. There's principles, but, you know, tweaking it and applying it and really sort of figuring it out what's best for yourself.
Yeah. Yeah. And so that was a great challenge in creating this was how do you get most of that in there, but make it simple enough that, you know, anybody can, you know, understand the information and then, you know, how do they apply it uniquely and specifically. And I think we accomplished that.
Well, John, that is amazing. What are some of the, you know, the results or lessons learned or what was the feedback?
Yeah. I mean, that's a wowzer for me. I'm excited about it just thinking about it right now, but the intervention group, so we had 19 participants in our intervention group. They crushed it. They had, body fat loss, muscle gains, and all this, there's a couple chapters in the book that kind of, you know, give all the data on that and some of their you know, comments and experiences as well. So it's all there. But if I go out on a limb here, we saw disappearing moobs.
Moobs.
Yes. There were a few of those in the beginning that the owners were wishing would go away, and that did happen.
Okay, excellent.
We also saw some round booties.
Okay. So, and just to clarify, what you're saying is that some of the participants reported that their own booties became rounder and that was desirable.
Yes, exactly. And a lot of that's due to, okay, what are we doing with body comp and nutrition, but also the training is very effective at, you know, strengthening the whole body, but also, you know, restoring function in the gluteal area, which is incredibly important. So, you know, there's always that, what do you want to call it? Fashionable social side of it, but also it's a highly functional thing. And that's what we're rooted in with all of our training is making humans more functional, you know, longer through the lifespan.
Exactly. What else? I mean, you know, what else came out of it?
Yeah, we saw, you know, a couple people, you know, dropping In blood pressure, in fasting glucose levels, going off medications, working with their healthcare providers and doing that. Great stuff there. A few people unlocked long-term challenges. And so lots of positive things that we found. The other side of it was, you know, the part that I just don't feel great about from a conscience perspective is the control group. You know, they suffered mightily. And really the whole idea with the control group is we want to, you know, compare using the JACT interventions to not doing that. And so, you know, I started out with 12 people who they demonstrated that they ate a standard American diet and were relatively sedentary. And so we, you know, tracked their nutrition, measured a lot of the same objective variables that we did with the JACT group or the intervention group, and also tracked their activity to make, you know, see what they were doing and to verify that they were indeed at a sedentary level. So what happens, we found it's downright sinister to have a standard American diet, sedentary lifestyle. I knew that, and I think we all knew instinctively, you know, that's not so good for us, but it is way more of a rapid accelerator of decay than even I thought. And so I think we've got, you know, it's an enlightening, you know, sobering moment there. It's like, gosh, you know, we need to get people not to do those things any way we can, because it's just horrible for health.
Right. And really kind of a wake up call to just collect the data on a group by comparison, living essentially, you know, like a normal American experience in terms of nutrition and exercise.
Yeah, I mean, we saw, you know, the intervention group, you know, literally some of these people, they got ripped and mega fit, and you know, their comments, you know, about how their life improved, just amazing. But then on the other hand, when I looked at the control group, they got sicker and fatter over 4 months by doing essentially nothing, and that's there's such a concern for me. I'm going to stop preaching at this point, but I think we all know we've got a problem, and whether someone says I'm going to, you know, take up Project Jack to rectify it or not, they need to do something.
Sure. And I mean, you know, at the bare minimum, there's just some information for anyone to read about that is actually about real people, you know, living their lives of their own choosing, and just the sort of the, I guess, the results of those choices.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, there is no one true, right, only my way or the highway to get healthy. It's basically just we need to do something, use some of these principles that we all know about. And so, you know, that's what I put together in Jack, but there are other ways, and we just need people to figure out a system that makes them healthy. And my whole perspective with Project Jack and, you know, with all the clients and businesses I work with is, you know, it's really about learning to fish instead of just somebody feeding you fish dinners. And, you know, that's what we do.
Absolutely. And, you know, John, if you're looking at this, you know, in a way, not only to find the principles and to look at the system and apply it to yourself, you know, what was the experience of the members of the audience learning this new system, not just applying the principles, but absorbing new information and new ideas? Is there anything that you can kind of, you know, about learning to fish, the experience of, you know, of learning?
Yes, I would say in the end, the result was one of empowerment, you know, for most people. But along the way, you know, sometimes there were obstacles, whether it was, you know, changing a pattern or even understanding a concept. You know, one of the things that I, you know, often say as well, you know, when we're doing our low intensity steady state or LISS training, it really does need to be low intensity. And a lot of people struggle with being low enough, you know, so that's like, you know, here in a coaching role, I'm encouraging people to go easier. And they struggle with that idea. They just don't feel like they're doing enough. So I have to reassure them there. And on the other side of it's true as well. You know, with high intensity interval training or strength training, resistance training, when it's time to get after it, let's do something here. So, you know, quit fluffing it and foo-fooing it and challenge yourself. And so there's always a need to make sure that that's done safely. And that's kind of built into this program. But, you know, working on highs and lows and exercise, that was a commonality. Another one, you know, was, let's say in the food world, was you know, just getting unbrainwashed, and that's an interesting thing, because I would not say that the people that I worked with in this you know, were anything but fast learners, you know, good learners. But, you know, if you look at the rate of learning that we have and put it on a continuum, if you're starting with a blank slate and moving forward, you're probably going to have an outcome faster than if you're farther down that continuum. In other words, you've been brainwashed to believe a number of things, so now you have to get unbrainwashed before you can adopt new things. So that really does exist in food, whether you're talking about you know, consumption of processed carbohydrate or the vilification of fat. So we worked through that, and of course that's in there as well.
Absolutely. And I have really enjoyed hearing insights and those lessons learned and nuggets from the participants in the intervention group in their own words. That really is the most meaningful, because, you know, so many of these fitness and nutrition books that you pick up and either read all the way through or thumb through, it's almost one step removed from the human experience. So just seeing what these folks did in their own words is invaluable. I found that to be motivational.
Yeah, and it was for me, you know, in the role that I had as well. And so, you know, people say, well, okay, what's the next step in talking about Jacked? And I'd say, who's it for? And I think it really captures the bell-shaped curve. So in other words, almost everybody can benefit from this program. If on the low end, you know, if you look at the entry-level criteria, if we have a person who, let's say, you know, has an illness or a disease and is actively being treated, or an injury or surgery, they're probably not at the point to do this. It requires, you know, almost an intermediate level of exercise ability or able-bodiedness. Mm-hmm. And we can scale the program up, or it's able to, just through what's in the book, almost to Olympian level. So we can really capture, you know, most everyone. But then there's another group of people that I sometimes, you know, will cross paths with and say, well, you know, they are super fit and super healthy and incredibly knowledgeable about all the latest science in, you know, these things that I've been doing for 35 years. Sometimes I say, well, are you really? But, you know, whatever, not being too snarky here. Those people, it's not for them. You know, what I usually say for that person is, well, you have an assignment, whatever you're doing, you know, share that with others and help make the world healthier. So really though, anybody that, you know, has struggled a little bit with optimizing their body composition and their health and had some frustrations, that's who this is for. It just says, okay, here's how you do it. It's a 4-month program, but we also have some long-term, you know, programming in there. So here's how you can, you know, use these principles forever.
I love it. So big question is, where can they find it?
Ah, sir. Certainly. TheLifetimeBody.com, menu item at the top, books. And, you know, I probably don't need to say much more than that. It's available exclusively on Amazon. And I would say it is unique, because you've got that, you've just got that human interest story that is powerful. And it's not just one person's perspective either, which I've done before, and that can be limiting. You know, it's really looking at a group. And so just go to lifetimebody.com, click on books, and, you know, there's a link there, and you will have access to the world of Jacked.
Excellent. And then, you know, as far as, so they order the book, it's at home. What is your sort of suggestion for how to apply it? How'd you go about?
Yeah. So what I would do is, you know, this is in there as well. Definitely find a time in your life when, you know, it allows you to focus. It's not too chaotic or complicated. So in other words, if you're starting a new job, just moved, you know, have a lot of business travel, whatever the case may be, you know, wait a few weeks or months until, you know, you're ready to focus. Project Jacked is basically about only applying a little bit of time, but applying a lot of thought and intention.
Right.
And so, you know, I usually say that's one way to apply it. The other thing that really is helpful is find a couple people, again, family members or friends, who want to do it along with you. There's nothing like that tribe and that support network. And we really, you know, research really supports that that's so valuable in succeeding.
Yeah, and not only to share insight with, but to lean on in moments like that and talk about what you're learning on a very basic level.
Yeah, so you've got that support with challenge, but then you've also got the fun part of, you know, sharing, you know, recipes, and which we did, and other things, and even having occasionally like somebody to be a workout partner. I mean, all those things are great. Everybody varies with how much that they need, but again, you know, that's what I recommend.
Excellent. Well, and finally, let's say someone gets the book and they want to go next level. They want a little contact with you. Is that possible?
Yeah, it is. It wasn't my greatest intention in doing all this, but you know, I have those consulting and coaching services available, and it's ironic because, you know, we're doing this podcast. The book just went live a couple days ago, and I've already gotten a few people that have scheduled and reached out to me and said, "Well, look, you know, I've got the book. I'm motivated. I want to do it. Will you do a few sessions with me to help me, you know, optimize my experience?" And sure, that's one of the things that I do. So love that. But honestly, I think the book is such that, you know, you don't need me at all. You know, I'm in there, I'm with you, and most people will do fine just with reading.
Got it. So not necessary by any stretch, but they can track you down to the Lifetime Body if they do want to talk more about those.
Yeah, absolutely. And then, so, you know, I'm kind of jacked about, you know, living in the jacked experience a little bit more. And, you know, that, you know, becomes kind of under my umbrella with what I'm doing. But now I have this project completed, and I'm going to move away from project series books for a little bit. I've got a couple other things that need my attention. So I'll have some other writing projects going out. And just having tons of fun, you know, helping people to achieve their goals and problem solving, health, fitness, and longevity.
Well, I can tell, John, your excitement comes through for sure. And I appreciate it. Thanks for walking us through this today. And I encourage everyone who's listening to go out and read up a little more, buy the book, and a lot of nuggets in there. Endless nuggets.
Yeah, awesome. So thanks, listeners, and thanks, PK.
See you, John.